Granny said, I believe that's our ring.
Aye, dog is lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
See what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, it's beginning to look as though that little fall Squire Skimp had a few days ago is more serious than expected. That is, more serious for Lum and Abner. They received notice from Squire's attorneys that he's bringing suit for personal injury against them for $1,000 damages. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their jot-em-down store and library discussing this new turn of events.
Well, Lum, I still don't see how Squire Skimpster expects to collect no damage from us. We never pushed him down or nothing. Ain't our fault if he's so clumsy he can't walk down the aisle of a picture show without falling down.
Well, yeah, but he fell down and hurt himself in our theater, so that makes me and you liable.
Makes us what?
Liable. Or re-liable, I reckon it is. It's a law term, so you wouldn't understand it no way.
Oh.
And I'm feared from the looks of everything, he's got a pretty good case against us if he wants to take it to court.
Well, he's aiming to take it to court. There ain't no doubts about that, Lum. That letter we got from them lawyers the other day said that they was going to lawsuit us.
Yeah. If it ain't one thing, looks like it's a half a dozen or something else. Granny, whereabouts would we ever get $1,000 to pay for damages anyway?
I don't know. I know he never got no $1,000 worth hurt. I know that. I can tell you that right now. He's just putting on what he's doing.
Why, sure he is. Or if it killed him, it wouldn't be worth $1,000.
Why, of course it wouldn't. I wouldn't give nothing for it.
Now, I don't believe he's half as bad hurt as he's letting on like he is anyway.
Of course not.
Doc Miller says he's examined him and he can't find a thing in the world wrong with him. Squire claims his spinal columns is hurt.
Hit his what?
Spinal columns.
What's that?
That's that business that runs up your back and looks like a banana stalk, sort of. Without no bananas on it, of course.
For the land's sake, is that what Squire's got in his back? No wonder he don't feel good.
Well, everybody's got a spinal column. You got one yourself.
I have.
Well, sure.
Well, I do know. Learn something new every day, it looks like.
Worst part about it is, Doc says it's awful hard to tell much about injury in the back that way.
Yes, huh?
And Squire more than likely knew that when he claimed that's where he was hurt.
Why, of course he did.
He knows all them tricks, that feller.
Yeah, that's Squire. He's a slick one. You don't reckon he fell down hurt himself on a purpose, do you, Lum?
I wouldn't be surprised what he done just at what you're saying.
He did, huh?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Huh?
I believe he had this whole thing figured out. Don't you recollect how I tried to pass him in free to our show that night, but he insisted on paying?
Yeah, I recollect that, but what's that got to do with it?
Well, don't you see? He wanted to be a paying customer and have a ticket stub to prove that he'd been in our picture show that night.
Oh?
He's got a better case against that way.
Well, I do know. Dog is he did have this all figured out, Lum.
Oh, yeah. Bound to.
Of course, I don't see why he'd want to run a chance like that, though. Come over there and hit his head against one of them chairs and knock yourself unconscious, he might have killed himself doing a stunt like that.
Well, I don't think he was taking much of a chance. I bound you he fell pretty easy and never hit his head at all.
So why don't we just call him up, Lum, and tell him that we're on to his tricks and we ain't going to pay him no $1,000?
I don't know. We got to be careful what we say to him, Abner. Might just make it worse.
Well, couldn't we at least just talk to him and try to get him to come down in his price a little or something?
No, but I believe you give me an idea there.
Well, good for me.
Yeah, let me study a minute.
Huh?
Just studying here.
Studying about what, Lum?
What we might do is have a talk with him, try to make a settlement with him out of court.
Huh?
I mean, agree to pay him something, but not take it to court.
Well, I'm for that. If we can keep that something down low enough, well, I'd rather do that than to go to court, yeah.
Well, I don't want to do no harm to try.
Why, of course.
I'll call him and see if I can get him to come over here.
Yeah, that's a thing to do. That's a thing.
His ring's too short and a long, ain't it?
I don't know. I believe so. Something like that, I know.
Too short.
Yeah, get him over here and talk to him. That's the thing to do.
Yeah. Use a little psychology on him.
Now, don't use none of that stuff no more, Lompazzi. Don't use it now.
Hello? Skimps, please?
Gets us in trouble with that.
Is the squire there, Miss Skim? Ask him to step to the phone, please, Mom. All right.
Every time you get to using that psychology stuff, Lum, well, we always wind up just about twice as bad a fix as we started out in.
Yeah, but this time it's going to be... hello, Squire.
Say
that. This is Lum. Yeah.
I don't know where he got it.
Well, just only tolerably. Squire, me and Abner got a letter from them lawyers there at the county seat, that Clark, and Clark outfit.
Sound like old set man, Clark, and Clark.
Well, if you want our honest opinion, we never liked it.
Clark.
Well, yeah, it was wrote good, all right, neat and all that, but they said you was lawsuing us for $1,000 for getting hurt at our picture show. Well, we'd like to talk it over with you, Squire.
Yeah, get him to come over here.
Why don't you drop over here for a minute? Yeah, over at the store. Well, good. We'll be looking for you. All right, Squire. Yeah, he's going to be right over.
Well, now, exactly what are we going to say to him when he gets here, Lum? We ought to have that all figured out.
Well, I ain't sure myself. We got to be careful, I know that.
Yeah.
Don't say nothing that can be used against us.
Used against us, huh?
I reckon the thing to do is to offer to pay for any loss of time and take care of what doctor bills he's got.
Well, that oughtn't to amount to much.
No, he weren't actually in bed more than 2 days.
No, and I don't think Doc Miller ought to charge him nothing at all, long as he never found a thing wrong with Squire.
Well, that ain't Doc's fault. He went over there and made the examinations and all that.
Yeah, but I bound you if it'd been old Doc Rollins, why, he'd have found something wrong with Squire.
Well, Doc Rollins is a veteran, horse doctor.
I know he is, but I seen him examine a horse one time, and he couldn't find out what was wrong with it, so... he finally gave it some medicine to make the horse have the colic.
Oh, that's silly. Yeah.
He did.
You wouldn't have done a thing like that.
Well, he done it, Lum. I seen him do it. I know he did.
Rattle. Why would he do a thing like that? Deliberate make a horse have colic.
Well, he said that they called him over to cure the horse. And that the colic was the one thing he knowed how to cure good.
Oh, so goodness.
Got the colic and he cured him.
Yeah, that sounds about like old Doc Rollins, all right.
Yeah, now, if Doc Miller would have did something like that with Squire, why, then he could have cured him up in a couple of days, and then Squire wouldn't have no complaints left.
Well, you can't do things like that, though, Abner.
Huh?
It'd be unethical for Doc Miller to pull a stunt like that.
Well, let's call in Doc Rollins, and he'll do it. I know
he'll. I told you, he's a horse doctor. Can't have one of them for Squire.
No, that's right. Couldn't have a horse doctor for him. Or to get him a varmint doctor. That's what he is, a low-down varmint. A snake in the weeds is what he is.
You better not say none of them things when Squire gets here.
That's what he is, Lum.
Anybody else hear you saying them things, he's liable to get hold of it and bring it out in the trial.
Well, I don't care. That's the way I feel about it.
Calling him names ain't going to help none at all, Abner.
Ain't, huh?
No, if we're liable, we're going to have to pay for it.
Huh?
Of course, I know in my heart that Squire done this all deliberate.
Why, sure it is. There ain't no ifs, ands about it, Barney.
No use making me mad now. Lexi, you better let me do the talking. You know how high strung you are.
Beat the daylights out of
you. You might lose your tempers and say something. It'll spoil everything.
Yeah, I do fly off in the handle, don't I?
That's what I say.
I might forget myself and just scare him clean out of her. Jump on him and beat the everlasting daylights out of him. That's what I'll do. So that's my trouble. I don't know my own strength. I might hurt him so bad we'd have to pay him $2,000 in court. Maybe $3,000, I don't know. Dogus, why don't I watch
myself? Wait a minute, here he comes.
Squire, you mean?
Yeah, see him coming up out there?
Well, I didn't. He sure got over that beating I give him in a... am I mixed up?
Just hedge up now and leave everything to me.
Did I jump on him or
no,
didn't I?
No, you never jumped on nobody. Good. Mind out.
He's bigger than I thought he was. Get to looking at him now.
Well, howdy, Squire.
Yeah, hello, Squire, old boy. Glad to see you up and around.
Come on back and sit down.
Yes, thank you, gentlemen, thank you. That's what I'll do if I can make it. Oh, my poor back. Oh,
still bothering you a little, huh?
Oh, yes, it is, Lum. You know, something like this, man, it takes a long time to get over, it seems like. I doubt if I'll ever feel the same again. I doubt it.
Well, you're looking fine, though.
Well, yes, I guess I am, Lum. I wished I felt as well. Yes, gentlemen, that was a narrow escape I had there. You will never know how I suffered. Never know. I wouldn't go through that again for $10,000.
I thought you were just asking $1,000, Squire.
Abner Heshaw, for goodness
sake. What was it you wanted, Lum? You know, I'm a busy man. My time's valuable, and I shouldn't be on my feet at all. I should be over at my place right now.
Well, your lawyer says you're lawsuing us for $1,000, but I thought maybe we could talk it over and settle out of court.
Out of court?
Yeah, we want to do the right thing by you, and we're just sorry as we can be that it happened. But...
Yes, well, being sorry don't mend my shattered nerves, Lum. I feel that I've made a very generous offer. In fact, if we hadn't been such good friends, I'd have never settled for such a paltry sum.
Well, that sum ain't paltry to fellas like me and Abner. We want to do what's right, but we're getting along in years. About the only way we could scrape up that much money would be to give up our picture show or our store.
Well, I wouldn't want you to do that, Lum.
Now, we're willing to pay your doctor bills and pay for what time you've lost, if you figure it's worth anything.
Well, now, I'll tell you what I'll do, Lum. As long as we're such old friends, I'll make this as easy on you as possible.
Well, good.
I've instructed my lawyers to ask for $1,000. But now, if you men are sincere and want to settle this out of court, why, you can give me a third interest in your theater and make me manager, and we'll call the whole thing even.
No. That's something we wouldn't do.
We told you once we didn't want you for a partner in that picture show, and that still goes, Squire.
That's right, Squire.
So, all right, I'll take it to court then.
You just have to take it to court.
All right.
I don't believe you can collect nohow.
What's that?
It weren't our fault you fell down and hurt yourself.
No.
We're trying to do what's right.
Well, I don't think I'll have any trouble proving that it was your fault. Yes, sir. Did you ever see this piece of paper before, Lum?
Huh?
Right there.
Oh, yeah. That's the note we wrote to cheer you up when you was in bed.
Yes, now let me refresh your memory on what you said in here. It says here, we are awfully sorry you got hurt falling down in our theater. We feel bad because it was our fault for not having more lights in there so you could see where you were going. Anything we can do, be sure and let us know, because we feel responsible for the whole thing. And then both of you signed it.
It's dead blamed. I wish I never had learned how to write.